You call that hard?
Gimme.
You call this cold?
Gimme.
That's nothing.
Music right there from Toronto art pop chanteuse Jane Sibbery. The song is called Temple. That is the opening song to Jane Sibbery's album When I Was a Boy. In the middle, it is music from renowned musician Leanne Betasamasaki Simpson, known for her traditional Indigenous storytelling. We heard the song Head of the Lake. That's from her album Theory of Ice. And then kicking off the set, it was our nod to celebrating 1982 with the album Big Science from Laurie Anderson. This is an artist who has taught us that experimental performance art can still have a place in the pop world and has inspired so many musicians since then. I don't know if we would have a St. Vincent without a Laurie Anderson. We're going to keep things moving right now. It is Swedish sister duo First Aid Kit here on Girly So Groovy.
Somewhere of a lie. she fell from the roof to the ground. There was glass lying all around. She was broken in 100 pieces when her body was found. She used to live life. She used to live life with. The chosen would dance, the chosen would dance in attendance. She crossed a lot of people, some she called friends. She thought she'd live forever, but forever always ends. Did she jump or would she push? They say it turned bad when the truth came round and she refused it. They found some fingerprints right around her throat. They didn't find no killer and they didn't find no note. Did she jump or was she pushed? Did she jump or was she pushed?
Sound the same, exercise in futility for me. There's a few who get away with it, they've some divergent insight I can find, and they direct me. No one forced you to fall in love like you did, no one tricked you, you weren't faking it. But they got cold feet or changed their mind, 'cause they got scared or they got bored. Now in this boring story that feels unjustly spoiled its shelf life, insult to injury. Did you tell him you're not gonna build his house? Let the nails in a pile to form a rusty mountain. Some people need to hurt somebody, anyone. You may as well have been a stranger. You may as well have been one. So I'll round on this chorus with my most unholy gorge. Take your radio and shove it on your he's and she's and rhyming love. No, I'm not special and I never was. No cruelty made a muse of me. With no sickening nostalgia for this same old cloying story, the same flypaper tongues. We all deserve better than some love song. So tell them you're not gonna build this house. If the nails in a pile form a rusty mountain, some people need to have somebody, anyone. You may as well have. You may as well have been one. Now that someone really loves me, hey, hey, I can see that I'm not easy to love. Stranger, if I ever was gonna build this rusty mountain till we smoke cigarettes on the sun, we all deserve better than a love song.
We all deserve better than a love song. That is music from the honey-voiced alternative country chanteuse Nico Case from her latest album, Neon Gray, Midnight Green. We heard the song Rusty Mountain. And talking about heartbreak, if there ever was an album that could wear the crown of all breakup albums, it would have to be the 1982 album Shoot Out the Lights by British folk rock wife and husband duo Linda and Richard Thompson. At the time of recording the album Shoot Out the Lights, Linda Thompson was pregnant, Richard Thompson was cheating, and their relationship was on rocky terms. By the time of the release of the album, March 15th, 1982, the marriage was over. With song titles like Did She Jump or Was She Pushed? It's the sounds of a broken woman in a broken marriage. And again, heartbreak and breakup so on display. In fact, the cover of the album itself is just heartbreak. It is Richard Thompson sitting in the corner of an empty room looking so forlorn. Linda Thompson's not even in the image with him, other than the fact that he is sitting under her portrait on the wall. Breakup, if there was ever a breakup album, it would be Shoot Out the Lights. Before Linda and Richard Thompson, we kicked off the set with Swedish sister duo The First Aid Kit. Going back to their album The Lion's Roar, we heard the title track The Lion's Roar from First Aid Kit. So much more music to get into in the second hour. Remember, if there's ever an 80s album you would like to see be part of our Cruel Summer, Girly So Groovy celebrates the 1980s in this summer-long series, let me know on social media. We're on Facebook at Girly So Groovy, Girly and Groovy ending with an IE. We are also on Instagram at GSG Radio. Before we dive into the second hour, let's wrap up this first hour with one more artist that seems to be influenced by the dark folk rock of Linda and Richard Thompson. It is Toronto indie folk artist June Hawthorne. Her latest album is Riddles. Here she is with Red Diaper Baby here on Girly So Groovy.
You tried it and I
welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. If you're just tuning in, we are 3 weeks into our summer-long series we are calling Cruel Summer. GSG celebrates the 1980s. This week, we are focusing on 1982, bringing you 8 significant albums released in 1982, plus the contemporary and modern acts that seem to be influenced by those albums. We are going to kick off the second hour with one of the modern connections. In fact, it's a band making their Girly So Groovy a radio debut. The other thing I do not want to forget, it is June, honey. That means we are in the middle of Pride Month, and I still want to make sure that we are focusing on queer artists here on Girly So Groovy, and this band checks that box. Hailing from Boone, North Carolina, it is music from Rainbow Kitten Surprise, a trans-fronted band that just produces exuberant indie pop and earnest folk rock. They are something special. It is Rainbow Kitten Surprise right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I got some radio waves solid to my heart. You're the only thing that's coming in. I'm getting started from my better sense. Nothing on the FM. See, I've been praying for a signal, a sign that you haven't sent. You might be an angel falling from the heavens, or a stranger from a garden party, drunk and roaming ever since. I got a